Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Whoa, you all right there, Matty?
Yeah, it's all right. I smoked a cigar yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, man, you sound a little rough.
It was beautiful yesterday.
Did you also do some some drinking yesterday?
I may or may not have had a delivery sent to my house.
Oh, we got it.
You got the booze delivery?
I may or may not have got a...
How many pallets did they drop off?
How many 18-wheelers did it take?
They're only allowed one in, one out in my neighborhood.
Move this truck.
And yet, for some reason, Ty Pennington was there. You're like, oh, you're doing delivery now for alcohol sales. That makes sense. What'd you get? Is there like a prized possession in this particular delivery?
I did get a bottle of Stag Junior, which is very sought after. Also got an entire case of Modern Times beer. So we now are stocked again with beer in the house. So, you know, when we're doing some of our virtual happy hours, I'll be able to not just drink bourbon, but we could add beer back to that as well. And, yeah, we've got quite a few things. So my bourbon collection has been restocked.
And the beer for breakfast, that'll be this Friday at 9:30. So to start the show today, some good news and some bad news, and the bad news is where we'll go first. An Indiana man was expecting a $1,700 stimulus check from the federal government, as a lot of people are. In fact, Ian said that he got his stimulus check. Was it deposited in your account today?
Yep, this morning. I'm government balling right now.
Oh,
yes.
No. I got a check.
I checked my account, and no one has... put any money in, that's for sure. But this Indiana man had $8 million deposited into his account.
Woo!
Oh!
Damn.
Charles Calvin, a volunteer firefighter in New Chicago, said he got $8.2 million surprise when he went to the ATM on Friday to withdraw some cash and went to the ATM at the Family Express, and I withdrew $200 out of my account. I looked at the available balance, and I was pretty shocked because there's $8.2 million in there. He ran his card again, saw the same balance when he called his bank. He was told that the millions were no longer there, only the $1,700 stimulus check. And he said, quote, it kind of sucks. You go from being a millionaire one second to back to being broke again. But hey, once you're poor, you don't have anywhere else to go but up.
8.2, man, that will stimulate something.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I got a deposit yesterday. I
did. Oh, you did? From the government? Yeah.
No, from Disney Cruise Line. So
good. Nice.
$250. $250 back. So
okay.
Like your total.
No,
wait.
I mean that's just what I think they're slowly refunding charge by charge. Which so that was like the first original deposit that I had put down. So I got that back. Ballin', baby.
Yeah, look out.
Pay for a lot of booze. Well,
I know.
Part beer.
So some good news today as well. A Texas special ed teacher uses their stimulus check to make masks for students. Isn't that nice? So an out-of-work special education teacher in Texas has decided to use the coronavirus stimulus check he received from the government to continue to help his students. This guy's name is Ruben. He works for Dallas Independent School District before school buildings were closed because of the spread of COVID-19. And he told Fox 4 in Dallas that he got his sewing machine at home up and running. I wanted to make masks for my kids. I wanted to give them something that they would be able to wear. So if they wanted to go outside, they would still be protected. He said that he works with students, many of whom are severely disabled and medically fragile, and he misses them. If it was up to me, I would dress up in a hazmat suit and go to every single one of their house to work with them, he said. So he said he took the stimulus check and he used that to buy supplies so that way he could make masks for his students, and it arrived just in time. Mostly it's going towards making these masks, adding that he is looking for donations of unwanted cotton dress shirts to make more masks. So very selfless act there by old Ruben.
I mean, if you're a special ed teacher, you know, you already are, you know, like one of the best people on the planet, you know.
Absolutely.
But the fact that he's taking money that he sees that, you know, he could use on anything like booze or what, you know, whatever he may choose. And he's choosing to pay it forward even again. Like, man, God bless him.
I need to know how you make a mask from a shirt. I need the DIY.
Ask your husband. Tell your husband, and let me and anybody out there who's looking to go out, you know, and look cool as hell. Look up T-shirt ninja mask, and then you don't even have to sew anything. It's just the way you fold it, and you'll look cool as hell.
Do you guys have mask envy? Because, you know, the couple of times that I've gone out, you know, there's some people that have masks, and I'm like, man, those look cool as hell.
So Andrew does have one of these masks for his motorcycle, for his Harley, and it comes up like right below his eyes, but it looks like a skull mouth, and I refuse to have him walk out of the house in like slippers and a skull mouth mask.
Hell yeah.
He can go solo shopping with that one. I'm not trying to terrify people further.
That's how he gets to cut in line. You're like, this dude has nothing to lose. Let him go ahead, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, it's Mahoney, and I have a favor to ask of you right now. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or the Google Play Store or the radio.com app, whatever platform it may be, please go rate us and leave a review. It will help us immensely right now while we're all on home quarantine. We really appreciate it, and thank you guys so much for listening. You're the best.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, pretty cool to see this. Wuhan's biggest wet market has reopened.
Why?
More than 90% of the stalls at Wuhan's biggest wet market have resumed business after the coronavirus lockdown was lifted from the former epicenter. Just to give you guys an idea of how big this is, it is 116 acres, or the equivalent of 65 football fields.
Jeez.
There is 3,600 shops that are now back in business at the market, which is one of the city's main food wholesale markets. Officials have banned the trading of live wild animals or livestock at the moment, though, to prevent the spread of coronavirus. So the news comes as Australia's prime minister criticized the World Health Organization's support for reopening of the wet markets. He said it was unfathomable for them to be reopening this at this time. Unbelievable that they're doing this. And I would agree. What are you guys doing, man?
Like, doesn't it feel like a slap in the face a little bit? Like, yeah, we know that we just caused all of this from the specific area, from the specific things that we're selling directly from wet markets. But let's just go ahead and open them up, not even a month and a half later.
Yeah, especially because there's like a whole bunch of people that are still around the world and they're dying, and a bunch of the information that's come out of China
has
supposedly been misinformation and lies. Yeah, it's pretty discouraging.
Did you see what they actually say, what the closer number to China, what it actually is, not this 80,000 number that they've been toting for the last, you know, like 2 months? It's more like 2 million.
Cool. Well, it's... It's a really important time to make sure that you're lying to everyone. So thank you. Keep that up. And definitely, let's crank open those big wet markets again. Yeah, Excellent work, you guys.
Let's just do that, yeah.
It is encouraging to see some shoppers back on the streets in Italy and Austria. So they're slowly starting to lift some of the restrictions in these European areas that have been hit really hard. So shoppers are back on the streets in Australia and Italy as of yesterday. And Europe is taking its first cautious steps, basically, to emerge from this coronavirus lockdown. So Italy is only opening a handful of stores like bookshops and stationery shops and a trial to see how the social distancing measures can work after the lockdown, which otherwise remains enforce. But basically, it's really good news for people that have been out of work that finally are able to get some kind of income going again after it's been a whole lot of nothing for a long time. I mean, Italy has been on that nationwide lockdown for over a month now, all the way back to March 9th. And so it's been really tough on a lot of people. And the fact that it's starting to turn the corner is good news.
Well, yeah, I mean, you start looking at Italy's graph of how everything's like starting to slow down as far as deaths are going. It's not obviously flattened, but it has gone down significantly since they had started sheltering in place. But I mean, when you look at the total deaths in Italy, I mean, you're looking at pretty close to where we're at here in the U.S., and we have almost five times as many cases. So it's that speaks very loudly, you know, I mean, about the U.S. health system and like what's going on here. But I mean, the Italy per capita has been just devastated. So, yes. You know, I'm not surprised that, you know, they're still very cautious about letting people go out, but still slowly trying to do it.
So the paper stimulus checks could be delayed for quite some time. Both Ian and Audrey. Audrey's check, she got her stimulus check as well.
I did.
But both you guys did it digitally, right? So it was just deposited into your accounts. The House and Ways and Means Committee obtained a memo, and it was obtained by NBC News that outlined a potential timeline for how soon the money could go out for individuals who receive the funds via direct deposit. That is happening as of right now. But for Americans who get paper checks by mail, the wait could be a lot longer, up to 5 months.
What? Oof.
The backlog's that long? I mean, the people who are... You would think that traditionally the people who are getting paper checks and not doing the direct deposit are traditionally older, right?
Yeah.
Maybe need more help than other people.
They're so saying that they're not actually expected to start issuing the paper checks until the week of May 4th, which is still, you know, a few weeks away. From there, it's expected to be able to crank out about 5 million checks per week, but that could take up to 20 weeks. So low-income workers will get priority when it comes to the deployment of those paper checks, but the IRS and Treasury Department said it took a major step on Wednesday by announcing that individuals who receive Social Security benefits will not have to file a tax return in order to receive the stimulus checks, but it is still a long road ahead for people to get those stimulus checks, which... Hopefully we'll get there in time for a lot of people who are struggling right now trying to figure out how to pay bills.
Absolutely. So, you know. And hopefully we can work on some of these states, unemployment systems as well. That's another thing that, you know, we really need to see happen. You know, the fact that the way that it's reading, and there's still a lot of like hazy information out there when it comes to this. It's like they're saying that the additional federal unemployment benefits that are going to be taking place are only going to happen until July. But if you can't get a hold of your unemployment office until June, like, what? That doesn't really do you a whole lot of good now, does it? So I don't know why they're saying that and not just capping it on a week by week basis, like saying, you know, well, when you get through, you have 16 weeks or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. For the additional stimulus or the additional, you know, unemployment and stimulus funds.
If you are one of those people that that is going to have to wait potentially a couple of months to get your stimulus check, just feel free to hit up Audrey and Ian on social media and they'll be happy to give you money. Right, guys? Hello?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, you cursed me, man. You're always talking about how you never put a case on your phone. Well, I took that and decided to stop using a case on mine. It took 2 days, but now I have a large crack on the top right corner of my phone. Thanks, boss.
Message deleted. Oh,
why would you take Mahoney's awful advice to not use a case on your phone? Because you break it right now and you can't take it into the store to get it fixed. It's a nightmare. And also, Mahoney lives in a very strange, protected environment. If you ever get a chance to meet Mahoney, you'll notice just how delicately soft his hands
are. Bubble boy.
Yeah, he doesn't
You say delicately soft. These things are primed for perfection. That's why, you know, I didn't say you should have not put a case on your phone. I'm saying I choose to live my life without a case because I like I'm not afraid of dropping it because I know I got steady ass hands and it's not my fault.
You dropped it the other day.
It's not my fault that you are over here dropping your phone. It takes years of practice to be able to wield a phone without a case like I do. And you thought that you could go all willy-nilly a day in and you got too cocky. You flew too close to the sun. Your wings melted like Icarus.
You dropped your phone the other day.
It's fine. It's fine.
We're talking about needing to get in touch with Apple to get a new phone because you were nervous that it was broken.
No, I pushed the screen back in.
So your screen
you had to push
off.
The screen back in
hands. Well,
with those sweet delicate hands. What a risk. Man, wow. they say he's not brave. Get out of here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Risk a splinter.
Hey Dave, you recommended people to watch Ozark. How about you stop recommending terrible shows to people?
What?
Ozark is just a new Breaking Bad that's set in a different place.
Message what? Deleted.
No.
Yes, you moron. And Breaking Bad is one of the best shows, in my opinion, the best show ever on TV. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely revolves around drugs like Breaking Bad does. Jason Bateman is phenomenal in it. If you don't like Ozark, I don't like you. It's that good of a show.
It is so good. Wow.
All three seasons are
I did have
phenomenal.
Some girlfriends last night, two of them actually, who were like, I'm trying to get into Ozarks right now, season one, and it's taken me some time. But I don't remember not even liking season one. Like, I fell in love with it probably as soon as I saw Jason Bateman's face.
Yeah, I mean, anything that Jason Bateman does at this point, I am all in on, with the exception of if he's in a, like a buddy comedy with Melissa McCarthy.
Hey, know. Identity Thief was a great movie, Dave. How dare you?
Was it?
Cinema gold.
Wasn't that, that new HBO show, too, though? Like, wasn't there that like some HBO show? Like
The Outsiders, yeah. He was in it.
You'd recommend that?
Casually in it.
He wasn't really. They made it seem like he was going to be the star of that show, and he is. He's not. Yeah. I mean, he is phenomenal in that as well, but it's just. It's not quite as prominent of a role as you may hope.
Yeah. Right. Sold it. They sold it a little differently than what actually happens.
Outsider is pretty good. It's not great. It's not great like Ozark is.
There's
Ozark
a lot
is
of better
a great
out there
show.
Right now.
Yeah.
Are you guys caught up on? I mean, speaking of Breaking Bad, are you caught up on the like? Better Call Saul season or not season, but series finale? Isn't that next week?
If there's 10 episodes, then yes, because episode 9 just came out this past week. So yeah. But that
so this
also
Sunday or Monday
has been. Awesome. Better Call Saul is a really, really good show as well. And that's, what, 5 seasons in?
Yes.
4 or 5, yeah.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's
I'm
a lot of episodes.
Right now.
If you need something to go back and start on, if you watch Breaking Bad and enjoyed that, it took me a little while to get into Better Call Saul for whatever reason, but now I love that show, too. And it has gotten very reminiscent of Breaking Bad. It's really just that good of a show. So
top tier shows to watch right now. Ozarks, Vince Gilligan. Westworld, Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm. Westworld is legit. Vince Gilligan, the guy behind, he was actually part of X-Files, created X-Files, did Better Call Saul, or did Breaking Bad. I mean, that guy has knows how to finish a story arc. You know, he's the, he's like the anti J.J. Abrams or David Benioff or any of these guys.
The guys from Game of Thrones. Yeah. He really has a true beginning, middle, and end, and that's why it's so good. I mean, Audrey, that cup that you were drinking out of yesterday with the pink teddy bear from Breaking Bad. I mean, you think about how far in advance they sold that teddy bear floating in the pool, right?
Yep.
He's so good.
Oh, I want to rewatch it. We so have a good, lot of man. Breaking Bad memorabilia around here. Like, Andrew just got one of the t-shirts with the bumblebee on it. For the how do you pronounce the chemical, the methylene? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Methamphetamine?
No, it's the chemical that's sold in the giant gallons.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Liquid in the meth.
Liquid meth.
There you go.
Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Of all of you, what two do you think hate each other the most? I'm saying Mahoney and Ian. I don't know. I just think there's something there that no one's talked about yet.
Message deleted.
You think Mahoney and Ian hate each other, do you?
Why would you think that?
I mean, Ian did post a long-form blog on Tuesday of why I hate Mahoney so much. But other than that, I don't really
see.
Find
that at? You saw my, where can we find
you
that?
You found my secret blog. I can't believe
your
you
live,
did.
Your live journal? You remember those? Your Zanga? If we're going
always love my Zanga. Oh, yeah.
It's normally just a live stream of Ian slowly dancing to meditation music and a dress, but for whatever reason, he decided to put out a long-form blog, and it was touching, Ian. It really was.
I can't speak for Audrey and Ian, but I know how Dave and I are, and like we won't work with people we don't like.
Yeah,
you know,
we are. We're in love.
Makes things better.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
because the reason why we won't work with people that we don't like is because we have worked with people that we don't like and realize how much that sucks.
It's awesome.
Real you guys need any gifts anytime soon?
Our affection can be bought.
My stimulus hit. I can send y'all something. There you go, baby, on the way.
We are for sale, no question about it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, all being sued because they're putting heavy commissions on struggling restaurants. So you think about how people are, not wanting to go out, want to interact with as few people as possible. Well, this this lawsuit that's being put together is as a result of the restaurants being forced to make what they're calling the devil's choice and charge customers more to make up for the costs. Food delivery costs have gone up significantly, they're saying, in some areas, and customers argued that the defendants violated the U.S. antitrust laws by forcing restaurants to charge delivery and dining customers the same price. So the lawsuit raises how these third-party services have imposed high commission fees, and they can range anywhere between 10 to 40% on each order.
Shoot.
Oof.
That's a giant leap.
Well, that sounds right. I mean, even actually, you know, 10% seems low. It really does.
Yeah, well, I mean, 10% is definitely on the low side. I mean, considering that, you know, 40% is pretty insane. That so the plaintiffs bring this claim for relief on behalf of the Americans who still want to enjoy a nice dinner out with their family before these defendants make that impossible, according to the complaint.
So, you know, as somebody who has used a lot of delivery services over the years, and now I think I'm done with them. Like, I think I've proven to myself that I don't need them, and that, like, you know, I don't like how they treat their workers. Every time we've ever talked about DoorDash or Grubhub or Postmates and any of these, you know, Uber Eats, every time we hear from somebody who's a driver for them, it's just horror stories, you know. So to me, I don't like it. It would be one thing if you are supporting you know, and the people who are working for them are getting like a pretty decent compensation, but it just sounds like they're just ripping everybody off. And I know DoorDash for one certainly is one of the biggest offenders of that, so I stopped using them a long time ago. But I mean, I usually, when you order something, it's about what you're going to pay. You're going to pay about double than what you're going to pay in in the restaurant. But I wouldn't have a problem with that. And I didn't have a problem with that when I thought that there was like a good amount of money to the delivery drivers. And it turns out, nope, not really. They're kind of getting screwed, and they're getting doubly screwed in this time of, you know, like sheltering at home and sheltering in place, because people aren't tipping. And that is just unconscionable. If you don't have the money to eat out or order out, and you don't have the money to tip, then you don't have the money to order out. Like, it's the same thing. And, like, I don't know how we have to stress that. These are people out there risking their lives to bring you food, trying to make money so they can survive, and you're going to stiff them. So it's, you know, to me, the whole system is flawed, in my opinion.
Do you think that there's going to be a lot of these fast food restaurants and things of that nature who are going out and doing free delivery right now? Do you think that they're going to start implementing that post quarantine and self-isolation and things like that? Because I kind of see like maybe if not all of them, some of them will try and knock out DoorDash or any of these delivery services.
Ian, when you were making deliveries as a pizza guy, like, I mean, what would you like? I mean, was it a livable wage, or like what were, you know, like how did you survive on that?
Definitely with my parents paying the rent. But
was it?
Yeah, you make a good amount of money, though. Definitely you have to put in the time, though. But there's going to be those days. You guys have all worked in the service industry. You know, you go in, you do a lunch on a Tuesday. You're not going to make much money. But then again, dinner on a Friday, you know, is going to get you by for a couple of weeks. So I wouldn't necessarily say livable, but it's definitely teetering on that edge. It's possible.
Okay. So, speaking of money, it must be nice to be rich. A luxury private island in Florida, it's called Fisher Island, it's located off Miami, is the wealthiest zip code in the entire country, and it's home to a bunch of multi-million dollar condos and about 800 families. It's only accessible by boat or helicopter, and the membership of the Fisher Island Club costs about $250,000. The average annual income is $2.5 million in 2015, so it's gone up since. And there's a bunch of notable residents, the CEO of Hasbro Toys, the guy who founded the Yard House, NBA players, Oprah has a house out there, Mel Brooks, and they just bought COVID-19 tests for everyone on the entire island, and not just the people that live there, but also for all of the people that come out there and work on the island. So there's about 800 families that live on the island, and you think about all the people that also work, you know, as cooks and house cleaners and everything else for all these super wealthy people. They have just bought COVID-19 tests for all of them. So again, must be nice to be super rich and just go ahead and buy you 800 tests that's on the low. There's 800 families, so however many thousands of tests that they just bought because they have the capital to do that.
That is wild. I mean, but where are they getting the tests? You know, that's what I want to know. Like, how are you finding, like, when you hear about the shortage of testing and the lack of testing all across the country, it's like, how are you getting, Where are you getting these tests at? Because I would love to go get an antibodies test.
Yeah, especially a bunch of, you know, like sick healthcare workers on the front lines. Yeah. Like, they can't get tests, and yet somehow there's 800 families who can just snap their fingers and get everyone that's on this island tested. Yeah, it's a
If we don't think that we live in a two-tiered system, man, like with the haves and the have-nots and the haves being able to do whatever the hell they want, you know, we are blind to that. If we think that that is not happening here in America,
maybe one day we'll be rich enough to be a housekeeper for somebody like the CEO of Hasbro Toys.
The closest thing we can to being a have is maybe having a drink to try to mitigate it.
Let's try that. We'll start there.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz. Hoo-ah! With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
So last week, I would say that Audrey had kind of a mixed bag of a performance in the Movie Quote Quiz. Mahoney likes to really take a couple of victory laps whenever he feels like he is outperforming someone. And last week, to your credit, Mahoney, you definitely won the Movie Quote Quiz. Mm-hmm. And so this week, the competitive advantage is for Audrey in the sense that she gets to go first on these, and we'll see how she fares. Now, to be fair, Audrey has not seen nearly as many movies as Mahoney, and when it comes to the contemporary films that she's seen, I don't know how these are going to play for you today, so let's just get into it. But you get to take the first crack at these, okay, Audrey?
Okay.
All right, here we go with quote number one. Good luck.
What can I bring for you on this glorious afternoon?
Well, Hector, here's the game plan. You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. You know how I like them, straight up. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes the f*** out.
Excellent strategy, sir.
Oh, dang. Matthew McConaughey, but I have no clue. Dallas Buyers Club. I've got no clue. It sounded recent.
Oh, you're in the wheelhouse there, kind of, in time.
Let's bounce over to Mahoney, see if he can get this one.
I mean, I know it's Matthew McConaughey, but I'm trying to think of what movie. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Dates or whatever that stupid Kate Hudson movie was.
Both of you are idiots. That's Wolf of Wall Street.
I never saw it.
I've only seen it one time, and it was a while ago. So.
I never saw it.
Dang.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wow, I labeled that as easy. All right.
Yeah. I watched that one scene with Margot Robbie. That's it. That's the only thing I saw.
That was a good scene.
That was the part we all should take away from that movie, and that's what I watched.
You know what? Thinking about that scene, I might shave my legs today.
Okay.
For Andrew. We'll watch that. He's actually never seen it either.
That scene is inspiring. We'll say that much. All right, here we go. On number two again, Audrey, you're first on this one.
Howdy. What's this about?
Step out of that car, please, sir.
What is that?
I need you to step out of the car, sir.
What is that for?
Would you hold still, please, sir?
That is No Country for Old Men.
Good job.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Okay. Javier Bardem.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Step out of the car. Step out of the car.
His hair in that movie is so bad.
It's so good though at the same time because it's so creepy.
He looks like the babysitter from Incredibles.
He does.
I forget what her name is, but you know that's actually voiced by a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the director of the series, and he's the voice of he's the voice of her.
So cool. I love that.
All right, so Audrey on the board with one, Mahoney has none. Here we go on to number three.
Mama, wake up. You're hiding, huh? Wake up. Mama, wake up.
Oh, that's my boy Leo. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. Nice. Audrey, two for two.
Why am I not
can't even get it a crack.
Okay. All right. Well, now let Mahoney go first on this next one. Okay.
Oh, you'll let me go first. Yes. So it's probably going to be one that's 10 times harder.
I'm totally impressed. Audrey can get the victory here if Mahoney blows it on this one.
Willem, what exactly are you doing?
Looking for the hidden picture.
If you stare at these things long enough, you're supposed to see some kind of hidden three-dimensional picture.
Oh, yeah, look, it's a sailboat.
You saw it too? Damn it!
What?
I've been staring at this thing for a week now, from opening till closing, and I can't see a damn thing!
Mallrats.
Yes, Mallrats is correct. You don't have to act so exacerbated.
Yeah, so smug. Like, oh.
But you're not giving me a chance to answer any of these, and you're over here, Audrey, Mahoney misses one. Oh, like, because I, as if I wouldn't have got the last three, which I did.
You got him after Audrey gave you the correct answer. Okay, so final one here, and just ring in if you think that you know it after the clip is over. Here we go. Ring in by yelling at your name.
We are here to ruin ourselves and to break our hearts and love the wrong people and die. I mean that the storybooks are bull. Now I want you to come upstairs with me and get in my bed.
Ew, is that Nicolas Cage?
It is Nick Cage. It's Nick Cage.
No idea.
I don't know. I don't know the movie. I'm trying to think. It's probably some really obscure Nick Cage movie that I don't know.
That is Moonstruck, and that means that Audrey is the winner today.
She didn't win.
Again, why?
She
got more right than you, man.
Yeah, she
got
more right than me.
She did. She
won.
You
gave her the first crack.
DFM HD1 Toronto, Las Vegas. A radio.com station.
Start at the finish line.
Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Sucker.
You mad, bro? Why are you mad?
You feel that Audrey's not good enough, so you have to give her an advantage. I feel like that's
misogynistic.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you like milk.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So as if Zoom needed some other issue right now, considering they really kind of had the world by the tail there when everyone started working from home. Now more than 500,000 Zoom users have had their credentials stolen and sold on the dark web for a fraction of a penny.
Oh, no.
So cool, yeah. Credentials belonging to more than a 500,000 Zoom members were stolen off of the dark web and sold for less than a penny each. The information was obtained through credential stuff, where data previously leaked in breaches was used to access different services. So a cybersecurity firm noticed an influx of Zoom accounts for purchase in a hacker forum on April 1st and were able to obtain 530,000 of them for just 0.002 cents each. Some of them being shared for free. So, way to go, Zoom. There's a bunch of the bigger organizations out there that are no longer allowing Zoom to be used. They say that big name companies like Chase and Citibank have said that we don't want our companies using these for our virtual meetings that are happening. And Congress has done the same thing. It's not surprising that people are shutting this down. The New York school districts with a lot of kids working remotely from home don't want people using Zoom either. So it is. It's tough because, the people at Zoom, I'm sure, are spinning throughout all of this, trying to figure out how to get a hold on things. But it has not been a good experience for a lot of people, and it's just going to get worse.
Can I just put this out there? If you have my Zoom credentials, can you just go to all my Zoom meetings for me?
Yeah.
can you just take care of that? If you're gonna steal my Zoom credentials,
that's the least you could do.
Yeah, it's the least you could do.
Yeah,
right?
if you could just go sit in on my meetings and just constantly remind people to please mute their microphone, that would be great because that's all that
I love hearing the Zoom
shuffling around on the desk. Shut up.
And then you like why are you're on your phone and you're like, you've got the worst angle. You're just shooting it straight up at the bottom part of your double chin. Like, what are you doing?
That's my good angle. My double chin's better to look at. The second one is better than the first one.
So, your second chin?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. The first one. So a Florida judge has actually had to issue a letter to lawyers to remind the people that are doing the Zoom hearings in court to put a shirt on and get out of bed before teleconferencing into hearings. So a judge in Broward Circuit Court said that he had to basically start telling people, hey, if you're appearing before a judge, there is a certain level of decorum that is expressed in actual courtroom, and I would prefer if that was the case for people that are zooming in to get sentenced to jail. It's remarkable. And we're not even talking about the people that are necessarily in trouble. He said it's also remarkable how many attorneys appear inappropriately on camera. We've seen many lawyers in casual shirts and blouses with no concern for their ill grooming in bedrooms with the master bed in the background. One male lawyer appeared shirtless, and one female attorney appeared to be still in bed under the covers.
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Living her best life.
So this judge
I would fear that I was going to get the worst sentence.
No, these are the lawyers, but I'm just saying.
That's like, what I'm saying.
I get that this judge needs to get off their high horse. It's like, you're not wearing anything under that robe anyway, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. So who are you trying to flex on while I'm over here rocking my my jean jorts and my crop top while I'm laying in bed trying to go to court? We're not in a courtroom. We're on Zoom, man. I don't need to put on a suit to be able to do this. So I don't feel like there's any disrespect going on, and I feel like this judge is just full of himself.
So police in Massachusetts said that they found a goat that had wandered outside of a liquor store and safely reunited with its owner. But this goat escaped, and the first place they went was to McGovern's Package Store, which is a liquor store. And this goat, man, you should have seen the look on this goat's face, man. Mug. Like it was so pissed that it got taken away from the liquor store. It was just like, you son of a bitch.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
So during this quarantine period, you know, emotions can run a little high sometimes, and certainly you're around your significant other way more than you normally are. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes arguments just happen. And Mahoney said, hey, do you guys want me to get my wife to come on the show this morning to give her dumb argument that she was trying to explain to me the other day? I said, yeah, absolutely. As long as you phrase it like that. So Aaron, good to have you on the show.
It's great to be on this dumb show, actually. Dave and Dumb Mahoney.
So you guys were having an argument about what the other night?
So I don't know how we got on the topic of this, but somehow we started talking. So, you know, we don't have kids. One day, hopefully, we will have, I would like to have two kids. Mahoney has settled on having one. Because two is too much work, obviously. Yeah. And somehow we got onto the topic of our child's high school graduation. And we were talking about, I was talking about how important it is that, you know, we make sure that that the child walks in the graduation ceremonies so that we can be there and take pictures. And Mahoney started telling me how if our kid doesn't want to walk in graduation, we're not going to force them to do it. It's not important. And I was stunned. Do you want to talk about your perspective as to why you didn't think?
Yeah, I mean, this is like the class of 2020. I feel bad that, you know, there may not be like a graduation and they may not be able to walk. But like, honestly, if our kid does not want to go to their graduation, like, and they're 18 years old and they're getting ready to go away to college or whatever they're going to do after that, like, why would I force them to do something they don't want to do? I just don't want to be that person who forces people to do things they don't want to do.
So
that's like 90%. That's like 90% of being a parent is just forcing kids to do things they don't want to do.
Well, you're not a cool parent.
Oh, God.
Oh, you want to be the cool parent.
Yeah, I was waiting for him
all
to pull this card.
Yeah,
he's going to be the
here
cool
we
dad.
Go.
This is going to go well.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm bad cop, he's good cop. Like, that's for sure going to be how this goes. But a high school graduation is not just about the kid. It's about all the other people who put in the hard work to support that kid to be able to graduate from high school. And so whether or not the child wants to do it, they're going to do it for us.
I got stuff going on that day, so, you know, I'm cool if they want to do something or if they don't.
You're already pre-planning something for 20 years from now. This one says, Mahoney, of all the flavors in the world that you could be, you choose to be salty, which is just so true.
Salt on everything makes it better. I mean, name something that salt gets added to that doesn't make it better. When something's not salty,
Sardines.
It's garbage. Try to eat No, more salt on sardines is better. And if you are eating fries without salt, you know how bad those are? It's just like eating like gross, weird potatoes that have no flavor.
A fresh turd like your perspective this morning.
What are you talking about?
Ragnar. No. I mean, it's like you said, Aaron. I mean, there's a lot of people that work really hard to get a kid through high school. It's a big moment for them. And left their own devices.
What does it matter if they graduate?
I think I'd be more mad if my kid didn't want to walk in graduation for college. I'd be like, you better get that cap and gown and you're going to walk. After all of that money I put in.
I'm not paying for their college.
What I've learned about 18-year-olds is that given the opportunity, they will almost always make the wrong decision. So take your perspective over the years.
That's their decision to make.
No.
Yes, it is. Nope. They are adults. Nope. They can buy cigarettes, or at least they
can't buy booze.
Yeah.
Nah. can't do much other than go to war.
This one says from Ragnar on our Twitter said
Ragnar.
We fought. I mean, his just screaming Ragnar Lothbrok. It's not the real
Travis. Is that you?
Yeah, it's not him. He said over season 8 of Game of Thrones. I think it was hot trash and made the whole show seem pointless. My wife loves it for what it is. She is clearly wrong, and that is one of our most heated arguments by far.
Divorce. You can't be with somebody who likes season 8, who thinks season 8 is a masterpiece. Oh, no. I mean, that's probably why she chose you as a husband. But, you know, she has bad taste. Oh, but that's okay.
So, since you're spending a lot more time around your significant other, have you gotten into an argument with them? Because if you have, you are certainly not alone. This one over on our Twitter as well, Amy said, we play a little game of why are you doing it like that? A quarantine game where there are no winners. We fought somehow about how we put dishes in the sink. Like there is a correct way, apparently.
Yeah, there is.
No, there is not. They go in the dishwasher. They get
cups
washed.
And things like
they
that
come
go up
out.
Top.
You know
why?
What's funny?
It doesn't matter where they go in.
This has led to all sorts of arguments at my house too. My wife and I we don't really fight. It's just like little kind of off comments where I'm like, why would you even say that? Like, because for example, literally everything that I do, I'm somehow doing wrong because she has a way of doing it and it's different than the way that I do it. And she'll just make she's like, why are you doing it like that? I'm like, I'm just trying to help. Okay, it just. Renee said, my dogs have to pee every hour, and they see me, so they think I'm going to take them out. I yell at them because they have a doggy door. I mean, seriously, who is the bad guy here? Jason said, my wife seems to think that it's not appropriate that I start drinking at 11:30 a.m. every day. I mean, I don't know, man. What else you got going on?
We're at home. We're not driving anywhere. Like, what's it matter?
Thank you. Exactly. Tell my girlfriend that, too.
Why is she getting after you? You're doing a, you have a responsibility for the show drink when we are drinking. This is a part of your job description. Yes.
That's right. That's right. This is
why does she want you to fail at your job, Ian?
Oh, God.
I don't know what you that's what you should ask.
Paid, baby. Exactly.
That's right. Jeez. Bills don't stop. Mm-mm. And neither do I when it comes to drinking.
Audrey, you said that you and your husband had a bit of a to do about your respective immune systems.
Yeah, so it actually ended in me like walking away and him mocking the way I walked away. If that tells you how great that this argument went. So we were in an argument about, and it actually turned into like a fight over whose immune system was stronger. And I kind of like picking on him because he just thinks he's just like this big tough guy, but he's really got a soft gooey center. So I was like, you know what? I think that in this climate, because he was not feeling too hot yesterday, probably just has a cold or whatever. But whenever he gets sick, he's just like, oh, I'm not going to be able to go on. Will you please bring me a water? And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. But I want you to know my immune system is what's going to get us through this. And our future children are going to carry on my immune system. And they're going to be strong because of me. And he freaked out. He freaked out. And he was like, oh, no. I'm strong. I can go get my own water. I was like, no. You lay down. I got you. And then we proceeded to fight.
Oh,
but basically, it was just me trying to pick on him and poke him to say that I was... I was the pants. I was the stronger.
You're trying to take away his manhood.
Yeah.
Is that is that your mom commented on this on Facebook and said, I also had an immune system argument. It must be a family thing.
Mother like daughter.
Yeah. And speaking of ridiculous arguments, Rada said, I want a black car and he doesn't want me to have a black car. We are not car shopping right now.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I just keep it clean, man. Black is sleek. I'm with you, Rada. Black looks good. Black looks real good. Murder that thing.
So dirty.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the ridiculous fights that you've gotten into because you're spending so much time around your significant other. Tori said, I got mad at my girlfriend because she was clicking the mouse too loudly on her computer.
I mean, if you have a keyboard that is way too loud, you know, I mean, the loud typers, the, you know, if you hear somebody who's typing really loud or they got one of those old school really clicky ones, that's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah. Leanne said, got into an argument because I want to get a hot tub and my hubby wants to pay the bills instead.
Boring. Boring. Get the hot tub.
Isabel said, my husband, a.k.a. the demon, and his spawn keep asking, what are we eating when they just ate 2 hours before? They expect a meal cooked every time. I don't even cook.
Oh, see, but I'm like that. So I get excited about food. So after I'm done eating one thing, I'm like, ooh, but what's for dinner now? Or what's for my second snack, my fourth snack of the day?
Annalee said, she said, we're arguing about how we should spend money that we haven't got yet. I need a new phone, but my husband wants to buy another Nintendo game, but we still got bills to pay, so I don't even know why we're talking about this, but we are.
Yeah.
Expecting that stimulus money.
I mean, it's a lot of people have hit. It hit for Audrey and Ian both today. Did you find out if your significant others have hit, though?
Andrew hasn't. Andrew hasn't gotten his. But we also, last year, the IRS sent us something to our address saying that they were having trouble verifying our address.
You can actually go online right now. So the IRS has actually opened a portal now, so you can go on there and figure out what the status of your check is. And you just punch in your information on the official IRS website, and it'll walk you right through. It's pretty simple, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell my girlfriend my stimulus check hit. That's going to be my money. I'm just going to say it's in limbo or something for a couple of months just so she doesn't start an argument.
You're really bad at this, man.
She's it's fine. She's a heavy sleeper. But that would be an argument if she knew that it hit for me because she would tell me how to spend it.
Ooh. Marty said, my wife argued with me whether baseball can be played in cold weather like football. You know, I don't think it can. You sure
can. Your muscles would be too tight, wouldn't they?
No. Muscles. They play football. It's a lot more physical.
The ground
taxing.
Would be way too hard, man. Like, you
That'd
can't
be
diving. You can't be diving for.
Sure, you can.
You know, balls team, that are flying.
Yeah, if you're a team player, you can. Get out there. Dive around a little bit. Don't be a ninny.
You just want stuff to bet on. You're being selfish. I'm thinking of the players.
Wait, but don't they just dive and get footballs the same way?
Yeah, just let them wear pads. I think it'd be a good look, man. What's wrong with that?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have any of you gotten a lot more internet since you've been in lockdown? Like, are you posting a lot more? Maybe taking some risks with some posts like you've never taken before? Mahoney, I'm looking at you, boy.
Message deleted.
Mahoney, you showing them areolas on the internets now? Is that what's happening, boy?
I have not opened my own OnlyFans.com yet. I'm thinking about it. You know, obviously, if times start to get a little tougher and I need a little bit of extra spending cash from mama, I might have to get out there and start showing some things that I wasn't showing before.
Shake what mama
For a very reasonable price of $9.99 a month.
$9.99 a month? What are you talking about, man?
That's pretty good.
You strike me as more of a $3.99 a month type of gal.
$3.99? How dare you, sir? How dare you, sir?
I'm just curious if you know, this lockdown does continue for longer than a lot of people initially anticipated, if we're going to start to see more and more of that, you know, because as people get out of work, are there going to be more people that are willing to just kind of put it all out there just for the sake of putting it all out there because, you know, got to make money somehow.
Yeah.
Ian, I mean, you've tried to find inventive ways to make money in the past. Have you thought about selling any foot pictures or anything like that?
Well, we've already gone down that road. You guys remember when my girlfriend was selling her undergarments for a while? Yeah, we definitely have had that discussion of doing it again because that market is really blowing up right now. I don't know if you guys have really delved into Craigslist or any of those platforms, but yeah, feet pictures, huge right now.
Huge.
Did I mean you guys had limited success with the selling the underwear in the past?
We made over $100.
Did you
doing that? Yeah, man. How
many? I feel like, can you sell them for $100 a pop?
No, not for $100 a pop. We were selling them for like $30, and I think we got 4 or 5 out. Yeah, so you know, it was a good return, especially for how much the underwear was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but me personally, no, I wouldn't do it. But I have a very pretty lady who lives with me, and hey, if times get tough, just like Mahoney said, you got to do what you got to do, so.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who of all of you would be the most likely to pull a Karen in public? Well, maybe not even in public, maybe online, too. Who's the biggest Karen out of all of you?
Message deleted.
Audrey has her hand up because
she
just pulled a Karen on CenturyLink because her internet
okay,
wasn't
but it's
working.
Fair. It is valid. My argument is so... Okay, listen. My internet is crap. We've been hearing about this for the past 3 weeks since we've been starting this virtual broadcast, online broadcast from our homes. And I have just really bad internet. And I've been trying to get it fixed and figured out. And I sat on the phone for an hour and a half the other day. No fix. They just try to blame my devices and not their internet. So I took to Twitter.
And
like, what's
and
up?
What happened? Did they respond once you started blasting them on social media?
Okay, yes, they did. But then they tried to flip the script. Like we DM'd you and you haven't responded back. And I was like, yeah, I did. It's been your move for 24 hours. There, quit trying to save face on the feed and check your DMs.
I have a problem putting people on blast on Twitter. So I usually like, hey, open up your DM so I can slide in there, you know, or hey, let me. So, you know, and then after the DM doesn't work, that's when I go there. But like, I'm hesitant about going straight to Twitter because it's like, do any other people really care?
I've been dealing with this for 2 years, though. I've been dealing with this for 2 years. This is my third modem. Like,
yeah,
that's
no, I mean,
bad.
It is definitely a them problem. And in the past, you're kind of like, it's just a slight inconvenience. Now you're like, hey, MF-er, my livelihood now depends on this. Like, it's time
Quite
for you
literally.
To get your time for you to get your stuff together.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I truly believe Mahoney would make a great actor. Not that he's charming and handsome, man, or even good at acting, nothing like that. But he's just really good at being a scummy liar. That's the perfect profession for a guy like him.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I feel like in order to be a really good actor, you have to be at least somewhat dead inside, right? Like, you really have to be able to become somebody else. And because of that, like, you see some actors that, you know, are the weirdest people when they're not on screen, just some of the best actors. And, yeah, Mahoney is, I think he fits the mold.
Sure. No, I mean, how dare you say that? First off, everybody knows that I'm a
There's
horrible liar. Like, I can't, I don't have a good poker face. I cannot get it out there. You know, it's like if I'm blatantly lying or blatantly pretending, you will see it on my face.
Well,
man, I bet your love life is just awful.
Yeah.
What?
Because sometimes you got to fake it, man. Come on.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So there is a lot to figure out in this story here. This is from Hays County, Texas. The warden responded to a scene after receiving a photo from a game camera that showed a man and a woman trespassing. The couple was digging on an archaeological Native American burial site on the property, and the warden found them in a hole previously dug by other trespassers. Again, a lot going on here. So what's involved in this? Well, they say that, sure enough, they had some illegal drugs on them, and they were doing illegal digging, which you can't do. And they also had a glass pipe for smoking out of, and it was shaped like Baby Yoda. And sure enough, they found some crystals in it, and it looked a whole lot like crystal meth.
No.
So you're smoking crystal meth out of a Baby Yoda, and illegally digging on an archaeological Native American burial site. Man,
how
don't do drugs.
How dare you disrespect do Baby
drugs.
Yoda in that way?
I mean, you're, yeah,
I like the Baby
really
Yoda.
Hit all sorts of real bad.
You're not worried about the archaeology. Right.
Baby Yoda deserves
better. That's poltergeist waiting to happen.
Can you imagine? Yeah. He was probably, the poor little Baby Yoda, just probably like the entire time, just each lighter.
How do you imagine that Baby Yoda meth pipe was set up? Was like the little handout? Is that where you? Is that where the intake is? And the bowl's on the top of his head? Like,
no,
where
is the scenery?
How does this work?
He's sitting there with a little mug, and like this is where you this is where you put the meth.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh,
and then you smoke it out of his butt. Is that what it is?
Right. It's called a tailpipe for a reason, my friend.
Jeez.
So these are some really bad doctors. A married mom miraculously quote came back to life at a funeral home, zipped up in a body bag after the doctors declared her dead when she wasn't. You guys. You got to get that
this?
Right. The 50-year-old woman was admitted to the hospital at 9:30 local time. The doctor declared her dead at 11:20 before giving the tragic news to her husband. The physician confirmed her cause of death as cervical cancer. A relative slammed the doctor's judgment and say that you just kind of wrote my mom off instead of attempting to bring her back to life. The hospital subsequently handed over a body bag containing her and then... The people at the funeral home were shocked when she woke up in the bag.
We're going to have to start putting bells. Like that. But those are the kind of doctors that we're having right now, and I'm sure they're stressed. Let's also say that. They've got to be stressed.
But you should know if somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Bells
you
just on
know
graves,
if somebody's
graves
dead.
Now. Ding, ding. Wait
this was also in a...
I'm still here.
Bigger up. This was over in Paraguay as well, so maybe not. It's
maybe,
not like this
yeah,
happened.
Not the American medical system.
Oklahoma, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, still Oklahoma.
So a woman gets arrested for stealing a news van with the reporter inside of it, according to police.
Jeez, how terrifying.
Atlanta police say they have arrested a woman for stealing a news van with the reporter in it. Happened about 6 a.m. in Midtown. The officer said that the news reporter and photographer were investigating a car crash in northwest Atlanta when the crime happened. The photographer got out of the van to set up his camera. Police say the 38-year-old who was involved in the original crash jumped into the news van and drove away. So the lady who gets into the car accident that they're sitting there investigating is just like, well, here's another vehicle. Sure enough, they
obviously played GTA. That's what's going on.
Yeah, right.
A little bit too much.
You're forgetting one key caveat here, though, Dave.
Mm.
She was pregnant.
She was.
Who was pregnant? The
carjacker.
Yeah, the police arrested the pregnant carjacker. She was taken to the hospital with an injured arm. It's unclear if the injury was from the first or the second crash, but sure enough, she crashed the stolen van as well because the reporter was trying to get her to stop. Suspect wouldn't do that, so she did the smart thing, got into the seat, and put her seatbelt on. The vehicle continued to this location, according to the police, where it promptly crashed. So,
if you're that reporter, do you get out of camera?
The reporter was also pregnant. Just a lot
of
pregnant in this story. Yeah, lots of pregnant in this story.
Oh my God.
Lots of pregnant.
So, but do you fight the person? Like, if you're in the passenger seat and they carjack and they don't have a gun, but they're driving the car, do you try to fight them? Like,
yes.
I mean, do you wait till you're going like a slow curve and then you punch them right in the face or something?
No.
You just let somebody drive you somewhere?
Well,
Keanu Reeves didn't fight Dennis Hopper in Speed. You know, so
because the bus would have blown up. That's why. I mean, there's no.
I think that I would
bus.
Try and punch them before they even had the time to put the key in the ignition. Or
I feel like
press.
I'd rather punch them than roll out of a car. Like I'm not like getting driven away. Like I don't want to barrel roll because I'm gonna fall and then I'm just gonna skid. I'm not gonna actually roll like some cool like movie stunt. I'm just gonna like have all sorts of road rash and all my skin's gonna be gone.
I just imagine that Mahoney would just start skidding and then just keep skidding. And then just keep skidding and keeps it. And they're like putting out spike strips to stop Mahoney from skidding down the road.
And he just keeps going.
Just keeps going.
Pop the tire.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
So the Missed Connection Inspection is where we go through all of these different posts on Craigslist. And, you know, people are locked up right now. It's a strange time. But that's not going to stop them from looking for a real-life hookup or sometimes just a virtual hookup. This one is entitled, We Made Eye Contact.
Ah.
We are both married, but I think we both know we want more. and that we want each other. Let's flirt virtually.
Jeez.
Huh.
Another, was this male for male? This is male for male, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good call,
of course. This one is male for a very specific female. It's entitled "Older Married Guy Looking for Mean Older Women." Older married guy looking for mean older women is also the post. So
he had
just
a mean mama.
That's
he
it.
Had
put,
a mean
put it as
mom.
His title. Put that's the whole post right there.
Control C.
Keep it simple, stupid. You know that is a motto that applies to so many things. You know, if he's looking for a mean older woman, I mean that's what he's looking for. No nonsense, mean older woman.
So it's funny that you said that, Audrey, about he had a mean mama. Because, I mean, we always hear about girls that have daddy issues, right? But is there a lot of guys that you've had experiences with over the years that seem to have mommy issues?
I know a few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they just want to be punched around. Yeah.
Not punched around, but I mean, I think that they definitely like those are the people who are like massively like just like codependent. You know what I mean? Like they just like they can't. Mm-hmm. They feel that, I don't know how else to word it than that. Like, I mean, I just feel like they're just like more codependent.
Codependent, they want things done for them. You know, I mean, that's what I feel like we're most, like if you're a mama's
and a
boy, that's where it comes from. Yeah.
And wanting to control the codependency too.
Mahoney, are you a, do you have mommy issues? Because you want everything done for you.
No, I love my mom. We're great. Yeah, I would say, you know, my mom was probably a little too lenient upon me, which set some of my, adult habits in place of not working, working smarter, not harder, as we would say. But I feel like it's weirder for a guy to have, you know, like I said, I don't feel like there's like some weird like I'm not trying to date my mom like the exact opposite of that. Like I was dating a girl and then I realized that she looked just like my mom and had to kill that relationship real quick.
It messed you up. Yeah. This one's entitled "Stunning Lady at Jiffy Mart. You complimented my mask. I found you stunning with your stellar body." Yeah, we don't talk about it enough, maybe, but I mean, this is really the peak time for butterfaces. I mean, if you've got everything,
it's all in the angles, baby. It's all in the angles.
That's. I mean, you don't even have to like do like angles now. It's just like straight up cover that ugly mug of yours and shake that good looking butt. You're
shake
in business.
Good looking butt.
I mean, who's hitting on somebody while they're getting their oil change, man? Like, nah, man, I ain't trying to get a lube job here.
This one is entitled "The Hairstylist Seduction." You invited me over for a haircut and tried to seduce me. I said no at the time. I think I'm ready now. I'm 52 years old, white male, 6 foot, 187 pounds, salt and pepper hair, clean cut, clean shaven with green eyes. Do you remember? I mean, that
he
is
made himself sound nice.
But that is extremely, I mean, how many people do you think she is trying to seduce on a daily basis where you need to list out your age, your height, your weight, what your hair looks like, your shaving ability, and the color of your eyes? Like, she's like, no, the guy that I was trying to hook up with was 52, 6 foot, 187, salt and pepper hair, clean shaven, with brown eyes.
Blue.
Brown eyes. All right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So here is the story right now when it comes to COVID-19 in Southern Nevada. The Nevada as a whole has 3,211 cases, and there is 123 new cases that have been reported as well. So 65 new cases. There is a couple of more deaths, but they've done a pretty good job of leveling it out. If you look at the number of hospital beds that are currently in use, that was the big scare, right, is how stressed the healthcare system would get. Las Vegas has actually done a really good job of handling, and socially distancing and everything else. So that way this hasn't spiked. We're not seeing the same sort of thing that we're seeing in other places of the other parts of the country, like New York, where, you know, they're talking about like morgues being full and having to bring refrigerated trucks and stuff. Yeah, it's just some really, really heavy stuff out there.
Setting like military style triage stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Central Park, they have all these tents that are set up there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's heavy stuff, man. Did you guys see the map that was put out of the area that has the most cases here in Las Vegas? So they have so the Clark County Health District, Southern Nevada Health District, rather, put this out. So it's floating around out there. The Review Journal has it up on their site, and it looks like over in Henderson, 89052. There's a bunch of cases there. There's some that are actually pretty close to us here in the southwest part of town. It looks like 89149. line is listed as red. There's a handful in the central part of town as well, 89117. But then there's a lot of them where, like 89044 in Henderson has very few cases. So overall, again, Las Vegas has done a good job of managing this. Henderson obviously has as well, and so hopefully that's able to continue, especially when they start to loosen some of the restrictions that are currently in place. But you see, you know, the numbers that are out there right now, and I imagine that's going to increase the pressure, if you will, on the leaders to try to loosen some of these restrictions, considering that the hospitals aren't bursting at the seams right now. And I get that people want to get back to work. I totally get that.
Slowly.
It's just, you know, we've come a long way already. Let's not blow it by screwing up the end here, right? So
yeah, don't blow the race. Don't be the rabbit that falls asleep and lets the turtle, you know, pass you. Yeah. You know, I know
right now we're up 28-3, you know, and going into the fourth quarter, let's just make sure that we finish this out right. And
let's
don't
not
end up
let
like
Tom Brady be. He is the COVID virus.
Oh, Tom.
The LVCVA is bracing to lose up to $200 million in room tax revenue in its upcoming fiscal 2021 budget. So room tax money dried up after the casinos shut down, and they are still shut down until at least May 1st. The LVCVA, their share of the room tax revenue is expected to drop from $300 million to about $100 million to about $120 million for the fiscal year that starts July 1st, said the CEO, Steve Hill. So it is tough times right now for everyone here in town. Obviously, kind of curious how the stadium is going to continue to get paid for when there's nobody coming
through.
It's
supposed to be room tax. Hey, remember, remember when somebody brought that up? Like, hey, what happens if we have a recession, and what are we going to do with that $750 million bill that's going to come due? So
Mahomes over there.
To be honest, I was fairly skeptical about your perspective on that, and understandably so, because I didn't expect everything just to get shut off. I'm like, even if there's a recession, you know, is it going to be as bad as the last one? And it turns out, in short, maybe much worse. They're saying.
I'm curious to see if we have the ability to defer those payments, you know, like how that is going to go, if it's going to have to come directly out of like property tax, if it's going to get shifted to us and increase our property taxes here in Clark County, or where they're going to pull that money from. Is it going to be other funds? Are they going to continue to pull money out of education? Because I worry about education.
You know,
It's already so bad, you know. I mean, like
so bad.
When everything was booming, you know, it's like they're still complaining about not having enough money for education. You're like, man, if there's one thing that we need to invest in more, it's education. Come on, guys.
My husband excited whenever we were talking about our stimulus checks and how potentially he could not get his until like 5 months from now or whatever, which would kind of be about the time school starts. He was thinking of it as a savings plan so that he can have money in order to buy stuff for his students and for his classrooms.
Wow.
It was like, that would be really awesome in order to get that at that point in time, because then I'll be able to have some stuff in my classrooms for my kids because it's expensive.
So if you are one of the people that listens out in Pahrump, this is some good news. Nye County is going to offer drive-through coronavirus testing again in Pahrump and Tonopah. According to the county sheriff's office, they are going to have the officials doing the drive-through testing, which is... I mean, you got to think that's probably the best way to do it, right? I mean, if I had to get tested, that's how I'd want to do it. Mm-hmm. Instead of like having to go sit in a doctor's office in a waiting room with a bunch of other people that are potentially sick. So,
sicker than you.
Yep. So there is there's some testing that's going on today in Pahrump at the Nye County Administrative Offices at 2100 East Walt Williams Drive. From basically now, it started at 8 a.m. this morning going on until noon. Then it's going to be happening again on Friday. So that's for Tonopah residents. So easier access to getting tested, which is a really good thing. The U.S. Transportation Secretary is giving $231.44 million to Nevada airports in response to the COVID-19 disaster. Obviously, the airports have taken a big hit of it, but McCarran International Airport is going to receive $195 million as a result of the passage of the CARES Act. Getting our airport back at full capacity will be vital to boosting Southern Nevada's tourism economy, said Congressman Dina Titus. I'm proud to announce that McCarran will receive over $195 million. So that is big money for McCarran.
Like all the other airports here in town or around the state are getting like what, $8?
$45. Good luck, y'all.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Southwest is a disaster
We're on the radio,
what?
Man.
You tell us that?
I always turn the thing on. We're about to go on the radio. We're doing a thing here. We're doing a radio.
That was a sweeper.
All right. So,
and am I wrong? Southwest is a disaster for pizza.
All right. So here is a new feature that we have for you as we try to get through these strange times. Looking to movies and TV shows, that's pretty common, right? But do you look to them for inspiration? Maybe not necessarily. And so we figured let's try an inspirational movie moment to help get us through this time. And everyone's going to get to choose a different movie. And I'm just going to go ahead and start things off. And maybe this first one is a little bit obvious, but I think it fits very well. So this isn't actually the clip yet. I didn't know if this piece of imaging actually had you talking on it, Ian. And I guess it doesn't, so I'll just go ahead and talk over this.
I was like, what is this?
It's like, let's just get into it. But no, the movie that I have chosen to start us off in the inspirational movie moment is the inspirational speech that is given in Independence Day. And considering everything that's going on in the world right now, I feel like this one fits really nicely. Let's have a listen.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Funny,
so
we
again, maybe a little bit obvious there, but I actually got like goosebumps while that was playing, man. Such a great speech. So, Mahoney, I'm going to bounce the ball over to you tomorrow. You have to find an inspirational movie moment to help us get us through this time, okay?
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Tyson Fury, he has gotten a lot of press recently, obviously, because of the big victory over Deontay Wilder. He handled him very, very well and very easily in that last fight. But he wanted to help out his local favorite pizza joint, and he wanted to help them get through this COVID-19 storm. And so he ordered $700 worth of food and added a $125 tip to it as well. So his family, his wife, Paris, and their five children all are shacked up in their mansion in England, and they wanted to stimulate the local economy on Easter Sunday. So he hit up their favorite pizza place, and they ordered some lamb chops, some shrimp, some chicken, a whole bunch of pizzas, pastas, and 25 cans of Diet Coke. The bill came out to about $700, 557 euros. Sure enough, slipped an additional tip in there for $125 despite all of the food. Paris Fury insists there were no outside guests at their home. So I guess that's just for their immediate family, as you know. $700 worth of food.
Lamb chops from a pizza place.
Tyson Fury does.
That's the real question there. Who orders that?
Have you guys ever heard of...
But he has lamb chops on their menu from a pizza place, so I feel like I would be enticed.
Have you guys heard of Playboy Cardi before? He's a
yes.
Rapper? Oh, yeah. Yeah? Okay, so I had not, but let's just go ahead and just to give you a little idea here. In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my socks. Running from a op. And I shoot at op. All right. So police have arrested.
Dave, all right. Not a fan. I can tell.
Not a fan. They have arrested him. They pulled him over in Clayton County in Georgia. And did you guys see the stuff that he had in his car? So yeah. It was a Lamborghini. So pretty subtle to begin with. They pulled out. Very specifically, some marijuana, don't care about that. Xanax, don't really care about that. Codeine, oxycodone, and a couple of handguns as well. And they have this all sitting there displayed on the hood of this Lamborghini. Well, to make matters worse, both him and his buddy got arrested that were in the car. While he was getting arrested, Playboy Cardi, and by the way, it's Playboy, B-O-I, told the arresting officer that he had a hot wife and that he wanted to blank his daughter. And that he was going to. And you're like, oh, cool. So the arresting officer just...
Wife?
I don't know. I don't know how he assumed that he had an attractive wife. Maybe this is a good-looking cop. I don't know. He said he didn't give a damn about his Lambo because, you know, he's so rich. He can just buy another one anyway. And he was booked for expired tags, possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, failure to move over. His buddy ended up getting busted for the harder drugs and the gun possession because he copped to owning those, which, sure. But, hey, man, if you're going to be driving a Lamborghini and you're going to have all this stuff in it, maybe register the car and don't have expired tags. Just a thought.
If you got so much money, why are you riding dirty? Why is your registration late?
Yep.
The top songs from Playboy Cardi, the track listing is Shooter, Fetty, Ya Mean, Flatbed Style, and R.I.P.
I mean, they sound like masterpieces.
So there's certain things in life that make me feel old. My lack of ability to relate to literally anything you just said makes me feel old.
How white was that?
Playboy Cardi and TikTok are the two things that make me feel ancient because I'm like, I can't imagine going, you know, I need to do a dance on TikTok.
You need to learn the Renegade.
Yeah, if you catch me dancing to Playboy Cardi on TikTok, you will know that this quarantine has made me go absolutely insane.
I love that you just tried to say that. So cool. Well,
and it just
Playboy
didn't work. Playboy Cardi, look out.
I tell my wife this is why. Show on
X107.5. You tell her what?
I tell my wife this is why you know I'll never leave you for a younger woman because everybody who's under 25 and under 30 is all on TikTok. I will never be on there.
Do you? Has this happened to any of you guys where you've seen somebody, a friend of yours maybe that you follow on social media on TikTok and you feel bad for them?
I feel bad.
I don't ever go on TikTok. I just see them posting their TikTok videos on Instagram. And I'm like, buddy, you're way too old to be on TikTok.
A buddy who's 50 who's dating a 30-year-old?
Yeah, like, what are you doing, man?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I think you all are going soft. Mahoney isn't what he used to be. Audrey, I have no idea about Audrey. Dave is still just Dave, I guess. And Ian is just a lost cause at this point. What happened?
Message deleted.
So
we got
so
old.
How are we? Yeah. We're getting soft, but I don't know about three of you.
So Dave is just soft. Dave. No idea about Audrey. Ian, hopeless. And Mahoney has gotten soft? No, I'd say Mahoney is the same that he has always been. Mahoney is Frank the Tank, where Mahoney is like, oh, I don't want to go out. I don't want to do anything. But you get him a couple of drinks and then
you get wild.
That old boy will fire right back up, man. He's always down for a good time. You have to catch it at the exact right time.
Get excitable.
You got to get this engine going, man. That's what happens. And once it comes barreling down the tracks, you better watch out because I ain't stopping. But yeah, no, I mean, it's like
runaway train.
I had three beers last night. I had three beers and a cigar, and I feel like garbage today. Like, I feel like I am so run down from three beers.
I
need to go take
whiskey.
Some antacid.
Yeah. You're also drinking whiskey at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so I don't know if you forgot about that. But
oh, whatever, man. I didn't start drinking again until like 6.
Hey, have you seen that new movie on Netflix called The Platform? I think Netflix is tricking us all with the top movies watched. Awesome idea for a movie. But when you get about halfway in, a chick straight up takes a on a dude's face.
Netflix deleted.
Whoa. Yes, have you seen this movie?
That's my kind of movie. I haven't heard of it.
I'm watching that tonight. Let's go. What are you talking about?
So it's actually a really, really good movie, and the plot of it is really interesting. So it's platforms, and it goes from one to, like, basically infinity, and then you have two people on each platform. Food gets dropped, and depending on what floor you're on is how much food you're able to actually eat. So it's kind of like a scary thriller, but like that dude just said, one of the characters gets, like, crapped on from one of the people on top.
Doesn't this just sound like the Human Caterpillar or whatever that movie? Human Centipede.
Human Centipede, yeah.
It's just like, instead of, like, horizontally, it's vertical. Like, it sounds like the exact same premise.
So
much worse.
Kind of, but no. I mean, and it's not like they get crapped on this guy doesn't get crapped on because for any other reason than these people were just being
mean. What drew you into this movie to watch?
Can you imagine, like, being the person that has to do the ratings, and they're like, okay, there's some violence, there's a nipple, and then, right on his face.
But it's so random. Whenever you watch it, you're like,
right on his face. Like, how do you, like, does it become NC-17 if somebody is pooping on somebody's face? Is it different if they poop on their
movies?
Is it different if they poop on their chest? Like, I'm just curious how they
they don't rate those movies, man.
What's up, man? How you guys doing? Just wanted to say, hope you guys are doing good. I like that question you guys posted. Punch Chris Brown in the face. Let's do it. Light him up. I'll knock him out.
Message deleted.
That's Ivan the Blind Mexican, and we were talking about what celebrities would you want to add to your quarantine if you could choose one a few days ago, and I suggested maybe you'd want to add Chris Brown just so you could punch him in the face every day. But yeah, man, Ivan has been regularly watching along with the streams that we're doing on Facebook, as well as obviously listening along as well, and we appreciate it, man. It's nice to hear familiar voices and see familiar faces when we're doing this, for sure.
And I'm glad to know that Ivan the Blind Mexican hasn't cut back on his wheat consumption at all.
So. Very, very high. All
you're
the time.
Listening
very
to high, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know, things are going to start getting weird when Ivan runs out of weed. Like, that's... Oh, boy.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So if this is true, and I really hope that it is, the PGA has announced that they're going to restart their season in June of 2020. So this year, not next year, like we're hearing a lot of other things that are saying, maybe no concerts until the later part of 2021. No, this is actually just a few weeks away, which is pretty exciting. Obviously, everything that has gone on with COVID-19 has shut down every single sport in the United States. But June 11th through the 14th, the Charles Schwab Challenge, multiple sources have told Golf Digest that the PGA Tour's officials are expected to announce that, sure enough, it is coming back. So the tour looks to follow all the health and safety guidelines set forth by the government and health officials. And there's not going to be any spectators, so it's not going to be a whole bunch of people out there crowding around watching the golf being played. I think that's fine. And honestly, if they're going to bring one sport back, it's not a contact sport. You don't have to get close to anyone. You literally can be at least 6 feet away from your opponent. There's nothing shared. It's not even like tennis, you know, where you're using the same ball or anything like that. Golf is the perfect thing to bring back, and I'm excited about that as a possibility. Certainly don't want to rush things, but at the same time, any sense of normalcy I am down for, and please, something to bet on. I need it. I've got the itch. Anything.
Marbles.
How are the caddy and the player going to communicate, though? I mean, like, is golf's a pretty quiet sport? Like, are they going to have to stand 6 feet apart and yell at each other?
Probably.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like there's certain people that you let into the bubble, right? I mean, if, you know, you're like your immediate family, of course. And then if you're a golfer, maybe your caddy. I mean, if they, you know, maybe they'll test them. I mean, that's entirely possible, too. I mean, if you're talking about the PGA, I mean, they certainly have a lot of resources.
Have you seen how dirty caddies are? Have you never seen the movie Caddyshack? Have you never seen that?
Excellent point, Mahoney. The COVID-19 has wrecked shop for a lot of people in their businesses. JCPenney is exploring bankruptcy. So they They have 850 department stores, and depending the turnaround plans here, they're saying that they might actually file for bankruptcy. And you know, this has kind of been the writing on the wall for a lot of the bigger retailers out there. But I mean, you're talking about JCPenney kicking the tires on bankruptcy, Macy's kicking the tire on bankruptcy. I mean, like, these are the big box stores that, like, kind of the only remaining ones. Sears is already toast. Yeah. So, I mean, out of all of the ones that are still hanging around at malls around the country, those are some of the last remaining ones. Do you guys think if the big box retailers like the Macy's and JCPenney's go away, that malls just go away?
Yeah,
I think
malls are already starting to go away. I mean, we're seeing less and less construction. We're seeing more of the open air type of, I mean, in the places where it's viable, but we're seeing more of those like open air style malls with less like big giant anchor stores and more smaller stores that are in there. But even those are not nearly as busy as they used to. I mean, do you remember like
going to the mall?
I loved it when I was a teenager.
I like going. Like, I mean, not mall stores, but like how I like the downtown shops in Town Square. I like both of those a lot. I mean, I like walking around, and I like the fact that it's outside a lot better than like going to fashion show.
So, see, I'm kind of split on that because, you know, you talk about like the hot summer months or when there's just bad weather, and then the whole it being outdoors is not great.
Unlike
a cool spring evening, they're fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. You know, strolling around and going to the different stores and restaurants with patios and all of that, like that. I totally dig that.
Love restaurants with patios.
Yeah, it's great. Just restaurants. Remember what those were like?
I miss a good patio beverage. Let's talk about that.
Just sitting outside.
Just on a patio.
What are you talking about? What?
No.
You live
birds,
in the desert.
Squirrels. All sorts of other animals that are coming up. You know, the gawkers who are walking by the restaurant. No. You know, just open mouth sneezing.
Nobody's gawking at you, Mahoney.
I'm never eating on a patio again the rest of my life.
Is that Mahoney over there? Oh, my God. Is that him?
It is.
Wow, he's so much fatter than I thought.
Oh, he has a whole thing of tums on the table.
Look at what a beefy back. Jeez. Yeah, man, he must carry so much on that big back. It's just, I bet he wants to lay down right now.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So here is something that maybe shouldn't be surprising to you. The more you walk, the less likely you'll die, according to a new study. New study found a higher daily step count is associated with the lower mortality risk for all causes. Even better, the study also noted that it's not about intensity. You don't have to run or even jog all day to enjoy a longer life. The study was conducted by the researchers from the National Cancer Institute, the National Institute of Aging, and the CDC. So this study examined a sample of roughly 4,800 U.S. adults aged over 40 who wore tracking devices up to 7 days between 2003 and 2006, and lists out, the number of steps that you need to take. So 4,000 steps per day is thought to be low for adults. Participants who walked 8,000 steps per day had a 51% lower risk of dying from any cause than those who only walked 4,000 steps a day. And 12,000 steps per day was linked to 65% lower mortality risk than people at 4,000 steps a day. So just the idea of being active, it's not about, you know, having to go out there and do sprints. It's just walking and doing it as often as you can to make sure that you're, you know, getting your steps in for the day. It works, and for pretty much everything, which is kind of nuts.
Wow.
Who's the person who was wearing a step tracker back in 2003, though?
Right.
You know, I mean, like, I feel like they didn't really become prominent until like 2011, 2012.
15
is
even.
When Fitbit came around and, you know, kind of stole the market, and then, or whatever the other one is. But, I mean, when I'm losing weight, you know, the fastest way for me to lose weight and get healthier and feel 1,000% better is walking. You know, it's the easiest thing you can do. It really is.
I want to contest this study, though, because walking, they say this helps you deter any form of dying. Getting struck by lightning. No, I don't think it's going to help you get away
from
lightning.
Getting attacked by a mountain lion?
Walk right into
danger.
Grizzly bear?
Group of mimes? I disagree.
Getting beaten to death by a bunch of jaywalkers because they don't like that you're following the rules of the road. Nope. These are all real, real, very probable things that could happen to you out there.
True.
Social media has suggested that COVID-19 isolation has inspired more nudes So tech-savvy singles are tweeting the term nudes, D-pics, along with coronavirus at a pace that is 384% higher than just 30 days ago. So along similar, maybe if more artistic lines, the use of the peach and eggplant emojis, which regularly signify other things, continue to rise as well at a 46% higher clip in April than just back in March.
Well, think about it. We are less distracted, or we're we're less distracted by our day to days. Like whenever you're at work, you're actually just thinking about work. But right now, we're working, and a lot of people are starting to drink a lot earlier in the day.
Yep,
like things are a little bit more relaxed and loose right now.
45% of females say they're just as interested in sending and receiving nude photos or talking about hooking up as men. So 45% of females,
that's such an archaic
viewpoint that like women's sexuality, that they're not nearly as active as a man's, which we all know that that's the truth. It's just, you know, dumb archaic men who are like, oh no, she can't be sexy or be sexual, it's only for me, and this stupid stuff like that. But let me ask you this: if we were single, would we risk a booty call during this?
Yes
100%
yep.
Mahoney, don't say you wouldn't.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying I'm a dude. And if I was single,
I would FaceTime or something.
I would have a hazmat suit with everything covered except for one thing. And that'd be my wallet.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.